Hi, I'm Valerie Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Hello and welcome back to the show. Another episode, a solo episode today, and I'm so excited to dive into this next series of episodes that I've created for you guys. I'm so super pumped of what's coming down the pipeline, as people say. Really welcoming in this Lunar New Year. Whenever you're listening to this, this episode's going to come out February going into March. So we're rounding the corner. I'm from the Midwest. I'm in Michigan and it's winter time. It's bleak. It's gray a lot of the days, but really allowing ourselves to really see what February has brought for us, what we're looking forward to in March. And there's just something about the air coming in to like late winter, maybe middle of the winter, like, you know, spring is coming. It's really exciting. And because I know we've talked in past episodes and I've chatted with a couple women that some of the energy around the holidays or even coming from holiday season into the new year, it can feel a little heavy, even though it's really fresh coming into the new year. Sometimes it feels like things just kind of compacted onto one another, that when we really take some time to create some space, look at what's coming, really allow ourselves to sink a little bit deeper in that space. Space is one of my favorite things. I love taking space. I love holding space. And that might sound kind of cliche or however you want to take that. You might see that as like a buzzword floating around social media, really like holding space and all the things. But I love space. I love space in my schedule. I love being able to curate and hold that space for other people, because without space, it really is like a cluster F of just things on top of things on top of things. And don't I know it? Don't we all know it? It's not something that I am like, you know, saying I'm the only one going through this, but I have, like, as I'm recording this podcast right now, I have one of my kids is homesick and things just kind of start to pile up. Life comes at us. We've had some family things come up that we have to, you know, move our schedule around for and really be present during this time. And some of those spatial moments get taken from us. And this is a lesson that I learned this week. I had some space in the beginning of my week and I'm like, I'm just going to take some space. And I didn't push myself hard enough to really stick to the structure that I set. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I kind of took for granted some of the space that I had. And this was a beautiful invitation to really lean deeper into the work that I'm doing, the work that I'm bringing into this world for women who are in my world, in my community, who come into my containers, because I truly believe as leaders in this space, we're all leaders in our own right. We're all leading our own lives. And there's always a lesson. There's always an invitation. So this week especially was a beautiful invitation for me to be like, oh my gosh, I need to sit down and start to look at my schedule a little bit differently. Look at how I'm honoring the space that I have in my schedule and how I can really use that to push myself forward in a way that feels really good and not fall into old patterns. And I don't even know if you've ever felt that way of like, okay, I'm on the cusp or I'm on the brink, or I feel like I'm like the bubble is about to pop to this new level of expansion. And some of these old habits and patterns start like tapping you on the shoulder and like, yeah, but we could do this or we could do this. And it can just be easy if you do it this way. And that's really what I've been presented with this week. And I wanted to dive into a little bit of that coming into today's episode, because a lot of the work that I'm doing is really centered around being a quantum woman, being an embodied woman, what does that really mean? And have I really been living in that expression? And how am I going to continue to expand and grow in this realm in this way and bring other women along as I do it? And that's how I like to work with people. That's how I like to feel that connection is like, we're all in this together. We are all connected. And that's one of the first touch points that I really want to get into of what does it really look like, that expression of being a quantum embodied woman, right? Embodiment was my word for 2024. It was my number one word. What does that really mean? What does that mean for you? And that's just living. For me, it's living in my full expression, actually doing the things that I say I want to do, not just doing them, but feeling them in my bones down to my soul, that I feel this evolve, like this evolved energy that yes, I'm doing this work, but am I just doing the work to check it off and just say, yeah, I did it? Like I've been in many programs and many other courses and classes and things like that. Or even if you're doing your own personal development practices and you're like, okay, well, I meditated, I did some breath work, or I did some journaling and I did this thing, but you're not actually feeling attached to the outcome. Like you're going through the motions, but you're not feeling it embodied within your being, within your physical body. And I'm like, that I don't want to do that anymore. I've been on that cycle. I've been in that loop of just kind of checking things off. And I know a lot of the women that I've talked to as well kind of feel like we can get stuck in that cycle. And it's really about honoring the space in your schedule, really feeling connected to the work, even if it's just one thing. Because if you've felt that you've been in the world of personal development and personal growth for a while, and you've been just going through the checklist of things like, yeah, I'm going to do this program, or yeah, I'm going to do this thing. And you just start filling your schedule with more stuff, but you're not actually feeling as embodied or as these changes. You don't feel the lasting change. Do you know what I mean? I would love to hear from you if you've felt this way in the world of personal development, personal growth. And if you're listening to this podcast, I know you've at least dipped a toe, or you're well into your journey in this world of personal development, quote unquote. And I would love to know if you felt that way in this realm, because it can feel really frustrating. You're like, I'm doing all the things, but I'm not actually feeling it. And that's what really inspired this series of what it really looks like an inside look, what I'm doing, how I've started to really bring these practices into my life to feel the lasting change. Because you are going to get hit with those moments of like, yeah, I have all this space, this is wonderful. And then boom, something happens and you have to choose how you're going to react and respond in that moment, or whether you take some space. Like there's so much power if you take, you've heard it, I'm sure, on multiple podcasts or different platforms, that, you know, your reaction time and giving yourself space during when this event happens and when you respond, how powerful those moments are, whether it's a few seconds or whether it is a couple hours or a few days or weeks. Like sometimes I don't respond to messages for quite some time because I need the space to sit and process, or whatever that looks like for you. I'd love to know if you felt that way, but really the invitation that I'm extending here is to lean into what it looks like to feel that quantum level of embodiment as a woman. It's pretty freaking powerful to me, really living in that quantum. You're in a higher frequency, right? You're creating that emotional neutrality, seeing a version of your own reality or the reality that's out there in a different way, right? You're living as more of a quantum being instead of just going through the motions. And that's what I'm sick of doing. I don't want to go through the motions anymore, and really tapping into the idea that we're not just physical bodies moving through time and space. Like you're not just this person existing. Yes, you are a person existing, but that's not all that you are, right? We all are. We're energy, we're consciousness, we are interconnected with all different realms, and we have so much that's available to us at any given point. But the chaos and like the heaviness, that like thick, heavy density that life can throw at us sometimes, can be really defeating. So I really would love you to sit with the idea of what that means for you of being a woman in the quantum, being a more embodied woman. We see that out there, we're like, yeah, I want to do that, but like, how do I do it, right? It really entails like embodying all of the qualities and embracing perspectives that align with what the principles of being a quantum looks like for you, right? So for me, it's somebody that really recognizes that interconnectedness of all aspects of life. You're embracing the fluidity, some of the uncertainties and challenges that might approach with a sense of curiosity and openness instead of just either shutting something down or reverting back into those old habits, into those old patterns, which was my go-to and still is if I don't catch myself in these patterns quickly, that I'm an avoidant attachment style. If you're not familiar with that, we go really deep into some of the attachment styles in some of in our past couples mastermind and in the new women's quantum embodied mastermind that I have coming this spring. We're really going to dive into that, meaning how we react and respond to certain challenges and situations that pop up in our lives. And if we're allowing either our anxiety or our anxious tendencies to have us in a chokehold when things are presented to us, or if we're really sitting in those avoidant patterns. And that's what I really want to be able to bring across in this platform, in this podcast, in this mastermind through social media, that these things are possible. We just have to be able to create and curate the space with intention to be able to tap into what it means to actually live in this quantum realm, in this more embodied version of yourself, right? And really being unafraid to challenge these beliefs and tap in and work with your mindset of abundance, a possibility, really go deep into that authentic connection, not only with yourself, but with other people. And that itself, I'm going to pause right there, of being connected with yourself and then having the safety and the space to be able to do so with other women. Some of the conversations that I've had with some of my not biological sisters, but sisters in this space, and I never used to say that word because I didn't believe it was possible to have that level of connection with another human outside of my husband, another woman in this space, that to be able to recognize within myself, okay, I want to tap in and go deeper. I want to explore what this looks like. And then finding another woman or other women who are playing on that same level of really exploring what it feels and looks like to live in this quantum realm of embodiment. Woo! I have had some of my most exponential, is that the word? Like biggest moments, biggest growth moments in this space, being able just to have an open, unapologetic conversation with other women doing this work. And that's really why I'm curating this mastermind coming in the spring, is to open the doors to women who are like, okay, I'm sick of the cycle. I don't want the cycle anymore. I want to be able to go deeper within myself, be able to have the space to do so, to be seen, to really feel some of those uncomfy moments when we start hitting those growth edges of like, okay, this is a little uncomfortable. Here's my choice to figure out if I'm going to revert back to some of these old patterns that I know are really familiar, but they're really not serving me anymore, right? Like those are the things that I really want to go deep with other women. And just having the willingness to do so, having the willingness to evolve and expand our understanding of ourselves and the world around us. So there's a couple key points here that I really wanted to touch on. There's 8 of them, and I'm going to go through them quickly here, but I have a free 3-day challenge coming mid-March. We're going to kick this off on March 12th, 2024, and it's absolutely free. So right now, you're going to be able to register for it. I'm going to have this up by the time this podcast comes out, that you're going to be able to go over to my Instagram. My website is still under construction. Go over to my Instagram. You're going to go to the drop-down menu just in my bio. You're going to be able to click the free 3-day challenge and you will be registered. You'll be able to tune in live to these calls. They're going to be held via Zoom and the replay will be emailed directly to you. But like I said, this is free, absolutely free for 3 days. The calls are going to be in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to give you guys all of those details coming. And it's really going to be a space where we go deeper on what all of this means for you and how you can take these tools and start to feel more of that quantum level embodiment that's not just a buzzword being thrown out there, but like you can feel the traction. You're not going to be going through the cycles anymore if all you have to do is commit to yourself. That is it. Like you can have that moment, cliche as it sounds, of like, this is the moment that I decide to take these tools and actually feel the embodiment, feel them on a soul level in your DNA that like, yes, this is not only just for me, but everyone who's in my world is going to be able to feel this expansion. And it's going to be one of the most liberating things that you're going to be able to do for yourself and the people that are in your lives. So I'm going to dive right in to some of these touch points, some of these tools, some of these things of really what it means to start to get curious on what it feels like to elevate into that next realm, right? Like I said, this level of the quantum, it's all about energy, consciousness, and feeling that level of connection within yourself that then is going to extend. When I lead breathwork or when I'm doing some somatic work with women and in these workshops or in retreat containers, it's such a beautiful vision to be able to tap internally and really feel what it feels like to create space within your body. And if you can close your eyes, if you're not driving or you're listening to this in a space where you're able to do so, when we drop in to our internal state and really feel the energy of other women, and maybe you can just feel the energy through this podcast of what you're, when you're listening to this through your headphones, or if you're listening in your car, and you can visualize like this golden thread. It's such a beautiful image to visualize this thread that connects all of us women and men and people in this world, that we have this level of connection that weaves us together, that like you're not in this alone. Because in this work of personal growth, sometimes it can feel very isolating, especially if you're an entrepreneur or a solopreneur. It can feel a little isolating that like, I must be the only one going through this, or I'm the only one struggling with this thing right now. And I promise you, you're not, especially other women entrepreneurs out there. We have probably all felt the same feelings in different capacities. And it's so reassuring to know that you're not alone. And this connectedness, this quantum level woman, that she understands that everything is connected, right? All of these particles, they can influence each other, no matter how far or close we are physically to each other. And she can really start to see how our actions and thoughts are connected with the world around her, that you're not floating through this earth, this planet alone, right? There's so many more, not only higher powers, like if we really go deep, like we are this little blurb of a planet. And think of how many, I was just having this conversation with my kids. I'm like, think of how many other galaxies and solar systems there are out there. Like, we cannot be the only ones, right? And we're only talking about, just in this podcast alone, like I'm only talking about being connected with other humans. But think of all the other energies out there, that we are infinite possibility. And allowing ourselves to get stuck on some of these old patterns or old thoughts or old habits, and just like, I'm in this alone. Like, if you really sit and take a moment, visualize that thread and feel that level of connection, even if it's through something as small as looking on your screen on your phone or on your computer, and you're like, I feel the energy of this woman on the other screen. Or maybe you're listening to a podcast and you're like, I can feel the energy. And even though we might not know each other, there is some connection there. Like, as women, we are, in my opinion, the most powerful thing pretty much on the, like, we can generate other humans. Like, there's no other thing out there. As, you know, women, we can create humans, you know, and that's pretty freaking powerful. And if we can just come back to the idea that like, holy shit, I'm not doing this alone. There are other energies and other beings out here that we are being able to be woven together and have that invisible thread, it's freaking powerful. So understanding that we're all connected is, I had it on one of my retreat hoodies when we went to Crystal Mountain this last summer. Like, I had it on the bottom because in one of my ceremony journeys, that was a very powerful big theme that came up for me. And I was just like, holy crap, I don't have to go about this alone. There are other like-minded humans out there that are waiting for this level of connection. It's not only me that's out there looking. And when I actively set that manifestation out in the universe, it came back like tenfold. Is that the phrase? I feel like that's the phrase. Like, it came back to me in such a way that I was like, oh my gosh, I wasn't expecting this, but here it is. Like, all I did was allow myself to up level my frequency, drop into my body, and I could see it. I'm like, wow, there are so many other women out there who are going about this in such a similar way that we have so much to be able to connect on and go deep on. And once I was able to put that out into the universe, it came back, and then those conversations were happening in real time. And I was like, wow, that pushed my growth alone like light years ahead, truly like collapsing time. When I talk about entering into retreat spaces or in masterminds, collapsing time is really taking months or weeks worth of work and compacting it into a smaller amount of time. Because when like-minded people come together physically or via Zoom or wherever you are, it doesn't matter where you are, you can feel that thread and you're like, whoa, I just had some major downloads, or somebody said something to me that resonated in my soul. I took action on it, and holy crap, I can't believe what has come from that one action step or that one conversation. That's how powerful it is to be connected. Okay. Number two, flexibility. And so instead of sticking to like this rigid plan, this rigid belief, these old habits, these old patterns, like the women working in this quantum field, and I'm speaking to you, if you're listening to this, like you're tapping into this quantum frequency and energy as you're listening to this podcast, you're allowing yourself to be more flexible and to be more in flow, to be more adaptable. You know that life is unpredictable, right? But you're now navigating this thing, this situation, this unpredictable circumstance, embracing this change as an opportunity for growth rather than something to fear. And that's a big freaking statement, because when new things come our way, and I'm going to speak from honest experience, when new things pop up, or even when old things pop up and it's like the same kind of fears, that shit's scary. That shit is scary. And what is comfortable, like I mentioned earlier, it is really freaking comfortable to be able to revert back to old patterns that you're like, yes, this worked for some time, quote unquote worked, but it's not getting you to the level that you want to get to. So allowing flexibility to come into your life, to be able to have the space to get really curious and play around with that of like, okay, here's this new thing. And I could either allow my fear to override this like I have in the past, or I can take some space and allow myself to really start to feel. This is the embodiment. Embodiment is now doing what you said you were going to do. It's now a part of who you are. This is the evolution of growth and change and expansion. Whoo, I'm going to allow myself to be a little bit more flexible. And you really have to give yourself some grace and compassion here, because it's going to be sticky. Like, it's going to be sticky, not only for yourself, but with other people who you're surrounding yourself with, because they may have a certain idea or expectation of how you're going to handle this thing. And this is what we really go deep in this mastermind that's coming, is like, how are you going to navigate these relationships when people in your life, they're so used to the way that you've always handled things. And now you're approaching, like, this was a big thing in my marriage. And now you're approaching the situation from a completely different way, or maybe just a little tweak in your reaction. How are you going to handle that? What is that conversation going to look like? How are you going to need to be supported now? Because now your needs are going to be a little bit different. You're going to be showing up differently. So you not only need to know how to handle that from an internal state, but now you're going to have the tools to be able to have that conversation of like, I'm going to need some grit. And that sounds a little demanding. Like, what I'm going to need is some grace as I navigate how to handle this new way of being and how I handle this new way of responding and reacting to the situation. That has been over this past year, one of my biggest levels, bodies of work that I've had to really play around with, is this expectation piece and how other people are reacting and responding to my new way of being. So that we're going to go a lot deeper in this container. Number three, we touched on it a little bit earlier, curiosity. And this word used to drive me nuts because it was just, for some reason, I didn't like it. I don't know. You guys ever have those words where you're like, like you got the ick from that word? Sometimes I can still do it, but that's like, again, like, okay, here comes this thing that I used to react and respond to, like, ugh. And how am I going to go about it now, right? Because it's a big part of what I teach on and what I do and what I embody is getting really curious instead of being overly critical. And if you've ever listened to our old, not old, but our other podcast episodes that I did with my husband, we would talk about this a lot. I've talked about it in other containers, is really seeking to understand and getting curious instead of being overly critical, right? It's almost like that childlike faith that you're like, okay, I'm seeing this from an entirely new lens and isn't afraid to challenge your own assumptions. That's a big one because we all at some point in our lives have certain assumptions as how things are going to unfold. And when we can step back from like, well, of course this is going to happen this way because this is how it always happened. When we allow ourselves to disconnect from that, there's a whole level of possibility that is available to us, but we might just be shutting it down before it's even able to present itself to us. And we're really limiting ourselves. And I'm only speaking from experience here that I've been in this situation. And if we can let go of that white knuckled grip just a little bit to allow some of this newness to come in, there is so much available out there for us that we just can't see it with the lens that we have on. Okay. Number four, courage. Okay. Being in the quantum, it really means having the courage to break free from these limiting beliefs and the expectations that we've put on ourselves, not only from ourselves, but like society and the way that people think that we should be and other people in our lives, right? It's really being able to trust yourself and let your intuition guide you even when it's going against the grain. It's going against social norms. It's going against like what everyone else is doing. It's really being able to have the courage to do things, even if nobody else understands what you're doing. And I will be the first to say I've done a lot of things in my life that have gone against what other people, quote unquote, think I should be doing. And some have turned out really well. They all have turned out really well, honestly, because it's gotten me to where I am right now. But it doesn't mean it was really challenging when those times are arising, because doing things that other people that they don't get is like, oh baby, that's some big work there, because there's going to be some like flack. People are going to give you some shit about it sometimes because they just don't understand it and they don't see your vision, and you have to be able to be willing to say that that's okay. The end. No, that's not the end. But we're going to expand on that. Number five, having the mindset that is more tuned into abundance than lack. Okay. And you've heard this. This is like personal development 101, right? Have abundance mindset. But it really is being able to differentiate between sitting in lack and sitting in abundance, sitting in scarcity and sitting in abundance, sitting in fear and sitting in abundance, right? It's not always, you're not always going to have this quote unquote abundant mindset, right? It's impossible to have that all of the time. Like shit's going to come up. These old repetitive thought loops, they're going to come up. They're going to come up like they are, like multiple times a day. These things come up for us and we get to navigate it. It's like the invitation of like, oh, there's that thought or there's that feeling or there's that anxiety. And what are you going to do to be able to take that, find the lesson? And you may not be able to find the lesson right away. Like you might have to sit and process through some of those emotions and feelings. And I'm not saying like this is not spiritually bypass your shit. This is not that at all, because that can be detrimental to this level of work. Really allowing ourselves to feel what it feels like to be in this quantum embodied season of our lives. Do not do that. Don't be like, okay, well, here's this thought. Screw this. I'm stronger for it. I'm just going to keep pushing. Like that has its seasons and that has its moments, but there really is nothing more powerful than allowing yourself to give yourself space, sit with these things, process them, have somebody be able to witness you in them if that's what you need, and then work through them to be able to come back to this level of thinking, right? This really is, even in these moments of like, I'm going to feel this thing. I'm going to process the shit out of it, right? I'm going to let this work its way through my body and come back home to myself and remember, I have a tattoo that says remember right on my wrist. Remember the endless possibilities and opportunities that are available if I am open to receiving them. Like even allowing yourself to sit in this vulnerable state of these feelings and emotions to come back to yourself of like, yes, I'm sitting in this low point, but I'm also going to honor this season of my life or this moment that I'm experiencing, expressing that, yes, I'm still open to this endless possibility. Okay. That's number five. Number six, authenticity. I love this one. I love this one. Being your freaking self, right? Like have you guys ever seen Just Friends? And it's one of my favorite movies. I can probably quote it like word to word. And the mom was just the mom of, his mom was like, be yourself, just be yourself. I don't know if you remember that from the movie. If you remember that and you are like a real one who has watched that movie on repeat for the last 20 some years that movie's been out, please send me a message because that is one of my all-time favorite movies. And really coming back home to your authentic self, right? You're not pretending to be somebody else. You're not hiding your feelings. And this is a big one because I've really had to do the dance of like, I have these feelings and I am afraid to express them because it might mean XYZ about myself or somebody else may not be able to hold them or it is not a safe place to be able to express these things. Like I've done the dance for the last 30 some years of my life. And when I finally was able to tap into, holy shit, okay, I have these feelings and it's okay to put it out there, even if I'm just witnessing myself. That was a breakthrough moment for me. And that comes with time. That comes with practice. That comes with the sinking, leaning into this embodiment practice of like, okay, here's this big feeling. Am I just going to shut it down or am I going to give myself the space to feel it, right? Like that's being your authentic self. It doesn't mean that you're going around and I'm not saying, you know, you're an a-hole or anything. You're going out there just being an a-hole to everybody. I don't believe you're an a-hole. But sometimes it doesn't mean just expressing your every single thought that comes through. It's not what I'm saying. But you're embracing this level of authenticity. And through doing so, you encourage other people to also show that version of themselves. And I can't tell you how many retreats I've been on. We're coming up on the fifth retreat this July. And I'm gonna tell you where we're going in a little bit. But I have seen this happen firsthand that one woman is able to express her feelings or share a story or really just bring something to the table that is so true to herself that it gives the other women, I get chills when I'm saying it, I have chills all over, that it gives the other women in the room permission to do the same of like, oh my gosh, you shared this thing and it hit somewhere, like it hit a part of my soul that allowed me to feel the safety that I can be seen in a completely different way, that I can express or say this thing that I haven't been able to say in the past and the safety to do so. Like, wow. Wow. Like witnessing other women and just kind of standing back during these moments, or even if it's myself expressing and sharing things, like I go deep with the retreat women and I go deep with the mastermind women. Like I share some things there that I don't share other places, and allowing ourselves to receive what other women are saying and then also give ourselves or feel the permission granted from somebody else is, it's truly incredible. It's remarkable. There are not many words to see this happening in real time in real life. And that's the power of allowing yourself to sink deeper into this level of embodiment of getting closer to your authenticity, right? Being closer to who you really are, being true to yourself. You're not pretending to be somebody else. You're not hiding your feelings. You're discerning these things as it's happening. Like you're deciding what you feel is the right things to share and what the right things are to keep close and sacred to yourself. Like it is one of the most powerful things that creates so much confidence and so much belief in yourself that when you're able to do these things, even just one moment of discernment of like, yes, I want to share this and bring this to this space, or no, you know what, I'm not quite ready to process this. I'm going to take a moment and go internal for a minute. Oh my gosh. It's like the coolest thing to be able to witness and to see in real time. Number 7, resilience. Such a beautiful word, right? Such a beautiful word. Being able to kind of bounce back from these situations, like the impossible situations that some of us find ourselves in. You know, those moments when you're like, this is just so dark and bleak and I don't know how I'm going to get through this. And you find a way to come back out of it. Like, you are so resilient. And if you're listening to this podcast right now, you know, that quote, like you've gone through like, what is, gosh, no, I can't remember. You've gone through the worst days of your life or something like you've, I don't know. I can't think of it right now. I'll have to Google it. Like, you've made it through the hardest moments of your life because you're still here. You're still here, right? These setbacks, they're temporary. You can use them as fuel, as learning points of like, I did that thing. I navigated through it. May not have been pretty. Maybe it was. Maybe you navigated it with grace and elegance and all the things. Maybe you didn't, right? But either way, you made it through on the other side. And this is kind of like going to that, it's a very touchy point of whether you're bypassing something or you got through something and now you're processing the aftermath. And that's really what we're going to be diving into in this Quantum Women's Mastermind is, how do we process like the residue? How do we process these big emotions that we're feeling? How do we create the safety internally to be able to feel these things, to be able to really feel this next level embodiment, and how to have the traction to make it stick? You know, it's not just going through the motions. And number 8, kind of the same thing as like the interconnectedness that we talked about, is the connection. So it kind of rounds itself around in the end, right? Understanding the importance of connection, not only with yourself, but with other people, and allowing yourself to really sink deeply into these relationships and have the safety to let it last and expand and recognize when certain things have ran their course or when it's time to lean in, when it's time to separate, right? Having the discernment to really realize what you need in this season. What is it that you need? Get really clear on it. Find the clarity from these levels of vulnerability. You're going to be able to feel more connected with yourself. And through this level of self-exploration, you're going to get so much freaking clarity at what your next move is that you're going to feel like you're on fire. Like, it's that feeling of that momentum, that inspiration, that you're not only doing this alone, but you have the idea, you have the plan, you have the next steps to really take it and run with it, whether it's in your business, your relationship, in your family, or maybe just showing up as a woman, right? Like, it's really freaking powerful. It's really freaking powerful. So those are the 8 points that I really wanted to share with you today. And what's coming, like I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, is a free 3-day challenge, the Quantum Embodied Woman Challenge. It's not even a challenge. It is a challenge, but it's like a free 3-day workshop masterclass. That's what it is. You're going to be able to log on via Zoom. You're going to get 3-hour-long videos, some in-the-moment coaching. We're really going to go deep and expand on a lot of these things that I touched on today. There's going to be 2 more episodes in this series that we're going to continue to go deeper and deeper, layer by layer, as to what these things are and how they can serve you. So if you want to join this free day challenge workshop, just head over to my Instagram. Either you can DM me the word quantum, or you can just go in the drop down and grab it right from the little link in the bio. You'll see it right there. It is absolutely free. And the value that is going to come from this workshop is just going to be, it's going to be quantum, right? We're going to be like floating around in a different ether and feeling the vibes and the frequencies and like all of the energy. It's going to be really magical. And I would love to have you there. So if you are feeling pulled and resonated to explore of like what all of this means for you, like, we're going to get into it. We're going to go deeper, and it's going to be very individualized as to what you specifically need. head over to my Instagram and just DM me the word quantum or grab the link right from the drop-down bio. And I cannot wait to go deeper in these next two episodes, and I will see you guys soon. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.